The Torah, as it begins, Parshas Masai, teaches us Eilu Masai b'nei Yisrael shiyotz meretz Mitzrayim letzavoysam b'yad Moshe v'Aharon. And the Medrash tells us why is it so necessary for the Torah to delineate all the various places that Klal Yisrael encamped as they were in Midbar Sinai. And the Medrash teaches us because the purpose is to teach us how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that Klal Yisrael, as they traveled through the desert, where there was no water and there was nothing to really survive on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still took care of us all of those 40 years. So there may be somebody, says the Medrash, who won't believe how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to us. So the Pasuk goes out of its way to identify every one of the places that we were, and say, go look and see what those places look like and see what Chesed Hashem did for us. And the Pasuk in Parashas Matos says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the koim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, meis ha-mijonim, achet te'osef al ha-mecham. So the Sefri says, magit shemisosu shal Moshe mesakeves, Moshe Rabbeinu's death was postponed. Moshe Rabbeinu was well aware that as long as they did not have the Mechemes Midyan, he would still remain alive. Moshe Rabbeinu went and did what went to war, realizing that this would cause the end of his life. And the Yalkut Shemani says, if Moshe Rabbeinu had wanted not to die, he could have avoided death. Shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Em ein atam misnakim b'sineim sheYisrael, if you don't lead Klal Yisrael in battle against these enemies, ein atam meis, you won't pass away." Vayyoshvloi. And Moshe Rabbeinu could have stayed, remained alive, esrim shlana, or shloshim shlana, 20, 30 years. Ela amar Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ein reshus b'yadeinu l'akiv ha-mitzvah. We have no right to postpone the mitzvah." And that's why he says, the Yalkut Shemayni, the Pasuk says in our parasha, V'idaba Moshe al-Om Leime, Hicholtz mi'itchem, let's go out to battle. And as Rav Lev Chassman Zatzal, in his Sefer Ol Yal, explains, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Nekoim nikmas Hashem v'midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about the Kvod Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, said, "Koim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, I'm worried about Klal Yisrael." And Moshe Rabbeinu, in his devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash taught us, did not delay for one moment going out to war. So asked Rabbi Lev Chassman Zatzal, if Moshe Rabbeinu was so anxious to go to war, because that's what he recognized was what Kvod Shemayim demands, why did he send Pinchas and Elazar to lead Klal Yisrael in battle? Why didn't he himself go out and lead in battle? And the answer is, because Moshe Rabbeinu had Hakaras HaTayv, Moshe felt a debt of gratitude to Midyan, because Midyan was the place where Moshe Rabbeinu ran after Paroi wanted to kill him, and that's where he found safe haven. So he says, the Aryal makes such an incredible, important observation. The Midyanim had just shown what terrible enemies they are to Klal Yisrael. Because of the Midyanim, 24,000 Jews perished. Because of the Midyanim, Klal Yisrael did the worst aveir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, is the worst aveir, the aveir of znus, the aveir of morality. Still, so Moshe Rabbeinu had every right to want to lead this battle. It was a show of Kvod Shemayim. It would be a demonstration of how people who caused Klal Yisrael to suffer are repaid. With all of those thoughts, with all of those reasons, Moshe Rabbeinu still did not go out to war, because Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he owes HaKaras HaTayv to Midyan, And if he owes hakaras toiv to Midian, he may not be the one to lead them to battle. Recognizing who we owe a debt to and who we are and what we are is so critical in our self-growth and knowing how to grow in our avodas Hashem. And the Sefer Siach Yaakov makes this observation in another parasha that we learn in Parashas Masai. The Parashas Masai, we learn the halacha of somebody who killed somebody b'shogeg. They know he goes to the Arei Miklat. And the pasuk says, V'yayashibba ad moysa kohen gadol. He remains there, this murderer remains there until the kohen gadol passes away. Ashimasa chayishta b'shem ram kodesh. Until the kohen gadol passes away, that's where this murderer remains. And the Mishnah, and Masech the Makas, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, "Lefikachi mesem shel kohanim mesapkus la mechya ksus." The mothers of the kohen gadol would provide these people who lived in the Arei Miklat food and clothing, kadesh lo yispala b'neim shimusu, that they should not daven for their children, the kohen gadol, should die because they were so anxious to get out. But there's a interesting point that the Sefer Siach Yaakov makes. L'fikachim esen shekohan gadol m'samkala mechya m'ksus, they gave them the food and the clothing, kadesh yispala abaneim shlo yimusu, that they should daven that their children should not, that their children should not die. So he says, what does this Gemara mean to say? He says, what is the reason that a murderer comes to do such a horrible thing, to take another life away? Nothing is without a reason. And he explains, the pasuk says in Shmuel, Mirshoyim Yetzei Resha, that a person who isn't acting the way he's supposed to act, a person who doesn't have the proper appreciation for another individual, a person who doesn't have the proper appreciation for another individual's life is the person who doesn't deserve, is the person who's going to end up killing other people. Because it all emanates from that lack of respect, the lack of feeling about someone else's life. So now, he explains, we have this individual. He is a person that showed that he doesn't think and care about other people. And that's how he came to do this terrible avera of killing somebody else, albeit b'shogeg. So now he has an option. He could daven that the kohen gadol should die, because he knows that if the kohen gadol will die, that's how he will be able to flee and be able to leave Dari Miklat. Or he could show that he has overcome that terrible midah. And what does that mean? That even though the life of the kohen gadol is going to, as long as the kohen gadol lives, he remains, so to speak, stuck in the Arei Miklat. He shows that he's more concerned about someone else, and he davens that the kohen gadol should remain alive, recognizing that every moment that the kohen gadol remains alive, he will remain in the Arei Miklat. But the way a person does tshuva is by recognizing who he is, by recognizing what are his situation, and becoming better because of it, even if it means not great for himself, even if it means self-sacrifice. A person needs to recognize everything that's going on. A person needs to recognize, I'm in the midbar, and look at the Chazdei Hashem, look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. A person, Moshe Rabbeinu, with every reason to go out to war to Midian, doesn't go out to war with Midian. He sends Pinchas and Elazar. A murderer has every reason to daven that the kohen gadol should pass away. But a person who does what's right will daven that he should remain alive, to show that now I recognize how I have to think and care about other people.